A lot of the groups, and we are not going to get into specifics. You and I would talk about that off the record. They want to do what's fluffy and looks good and take a lot of pictures.
I understand. When you say a lot of the groups, you mean a lot of the, quote, aid people.
Correct.
Or aid, really not people, organizations.
Organizations. And they're on the edges. They don't roll into hell. We only roll into hell. If it's not crazy, we don't go. If it's fluffy and all that, we don't want to go. It has to be something where I know that we're affecting some change, where they're hungry, where they don't have stuff. Our goal is to buy, borrow, or steal whatever supplies that guy on the street that just had his house washed away, he needs. He may need a tarp to sleep under. I'll get it to him. I'll either bring it because I bought it. I know where the facilities are. You can get anywhere with good barbecue. I can buy and bribe my way into anywhere with good barbecue and a cold beer. Colder the beer, the more you get in.
Welcome to an army of normal folks. I'm Bill Courtney. I'm a normal guy. I'm a husband, a father, an entrepreneur, and I've been a football coach in inner city Memphis. And believe it or not, that last part, it led to an Oscar for the film about our team. That movie is called Undefeated. I believe our country's problems, guys, will never be solved by a bunch of fancy people in nice suits using big words that nobody ever uses on CNN and Fox, but rather an army of normal folks, us, you and me, just deciding, hey, maybe I can help. That's what Big Al Holdren, the voice we just heard, has done. You may remember Big Al from our episode about his extraordinary charity, Secret Families, but today we're talking about his response effort when natural disasters strike. I cannot wait for you to meet and know Big Al even more right after these brief messages from our generous sponsors.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So everybody, this is a first, and since we're not even yet a year old, there's a lot of firsts. I think first will be harder to come by 3-4 years down the road, but this is a first. Some of you will remember Big Al Holdren from Indiana, who on one day assembles a whole bunch of volunteers, about 2,500 or so, 2,000, and they go out into their community and give away Christmas trees and 10,000 gifts all in one day. Massive undertaking. And we told this story at Christmas. While talking to Big Al, found out he's involved in a lot of other stuff. And because we found out the story right at Christmas time, we did what we very rarely do, which was a remote interview. As you know, we like to do face-to-face interviews, and 99% of our interviews are always face-to-face. I think we lose some synergy when you're not face-to-face, but timing was, we wanted to hit it for Christmas, didn't have time, so we did it. But when talking, Big Al said he'd love to come to Memphis one day, and he told me about the other stuff. So here's a first. We are now interviewing the same guest for a second time on a different topic. So Big Al, you are now a first for an Army of Normal Folks, a two-time guest.
Two-time winner.
Two-time
winner. Good day. What a great day.
Army of Normal Folks winner. And thank you.
Thank you.
And your wife.
Absolutely.
For driving to Memphis. How was the drive?
Drive was interesting. We thought Indiana had a lot of construction, but man, Kentucky, Tennessee, they've bought every orange barrel that's left the United States. I think we passed them all. A lot of construction. It was a lot of rain on the way down.
Well, you came through Nashville, right?
We did. Yeah, we did down through Nashville.
Nashville, the construction and the traffic in Nashville has just gotten unbelievable.
And we happened to hit Louisville also at rush hour.
Oh, well,
yeah. So it was real special, but that was right. We had some business down in Southern Indiana. So it was a great drive. Nice to just get away. And we look forward, never had really spent any time in Memphis on some of these things we're going to talk about. Well, I've blown through Memphis, sorry, police officers, at 90 miles an hour at 1 o'clock in the morning. But we've gone, going on the way to Dallas or down into the, for one of the tornadoes, one of the hurricanes down in Southern Texas. We've been through a couple of times. So just to have some time to really be here. And boy, I mean, here's the reality, Bill. Well, I had Gus's fried chicken for lunch. That ain't that bad, dude.
Gus's fried chicken in Memphis for everybody is
wow,
pretty freaking good. We're known for barbecue, but we got some fried chicken around here too.
We're going to Rendezvous tomorrow for barbecue.
Well, there
is
you
what
have
I've
it.
Been recommended. So
there you have it.
So we're going to eat our way through.
Did you stop in the Bass Pro?
Just came from there right before I saw you in the tour of your place.
So the Bass Pro Memphis. Memphis is the whole idea behind the name Memphis is after Memphis, Egypt.
Sure.
Because Memphis on the Nile.
So
in somebody's infinite wisdom at some point, they built, because we're Memphis, they built a big pyramid on the river in Memphis, and it was our basketball arena, and it seated 17 or 18,000 people, and it was a state-of-the-art thing 40 years ago. Then when the FedEx Forum was built and the Grizzlies moved to the FedEx Forum off Bill Street, here's this pyramid sitting empty, and it sat empty for a few years. Everybody's like, what we're going to do? And then they go and put a Bass Pro in it. And we're like, who puts a Bass Pro in a big silver pyramid?
It's cool.
But once you get inside,
it's cool.
It is the largest freestanding singular elevator in the world that goes all the way up to the top. And while it is a store, it also looks like a natural Louisiana habitat. It's unbelievable there.
It's fantastic.
Good. So you're going to do that. You're going to do Graceland.
We're going to do Graceland and Civil Rights Museum.
Civil Rights Museum. And hopefully you have time to stop over at Slave Haven, which is an unbelievable stop and story of the Underground Railroad.
And I love it because I'm a Civil War guy. As a matter of fact, on the way up, I'm going to Shiloh.
Good.
Dude, I got to see Shiloh, and I didn't even know of the other battlefield that's right there on the interstate.
Yeah.
That
stuff is not
Peterson
hour and a half for here.
Yeah, we pass on the way up. I'm like, we are
there's
pulling
a cannon
in.
Sitting out there.
On the right on the road. I'm like, I am in. It won't be hard to get me to stop.
You were in the middle of all of it, and you got to know that Vicksburg, Mississippi, which was the capital of the Confederacy for some time, is only 2.5 hours south of here.
Next trip we'll be making, there'll be an extra day added for some Civil War battlefields. Yeah. I'm an old Gettysburg guy, so.
So before we get to it, one more thing.
Sure.
And this is, I hope our listeners are interested in any of this, but there is a company, an old lumber company, it's been around for a century, called Anderson Tully Lumber Company. And at one time, if you got on a helicopter in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and followed the Mississippi River up to St. Louis, 85% of all the land you would see on that trip, they owned.
They owned all the islands and all the land on both sides, the largest lumber producer in the world for many, many years. For many years, it was the most single expensive stock that you could buy. Incredible old family, long story. Anyway, one of the islands they owned is Davis Island, which was Jefferson Davis's home, and they built it on the island to be for as a safe haven.
Sure.
And they owned that island, and they allowed one hunt on it a year. And I got to hunt it one time, deer hunt, and you could Jefferson Davis' house was still there. It was in disrepair, but it was still there. And so the history
is unbelievable
of all through there is unbelievable. So enjoy Memphis. I'm glad you're here.
We love it. Thanks
and
for having us.
Congratulations on being the first two-time guest.
I love it. I'm honored. I am honored. So cool. So cool.
So to recap, Al and his army of 2,200 volunteers provide 10,000 Christmas gifts to 2,000 families who can't afford them in their community of Muncie, Indiana. And they make it all happen on a single Saturday and only 10 hours, which is a phenomenal deal. And y'all, Al is a small business owner. He runs a collection agency, and he's kind of like when Bush was talking about compassionate conservatism. Al is a compassionate collection agency guy. He does his job, but he's the kind of guy that's not going to try to make people feel awful. And it was always interesting to me that this guy that's donating all this time and doing all this for all these families that are in need, and his day job is a guy calling up people and saying, hey, you owe money, pay your bills. But like any industry, there's a good way to do it, a bad way to do it, and you Amen. Told us all about that.
Amen.
So I'm interested. Let's follow up on the first time we met. Have you had any of the Army of Normal Folks listeners reach out about secret families, which is what secret families, everybody, is? If you hadn't heard the episode, and I hope you go back and listen to it, secret families is what eventually became the nonprofit that does this amazing work in Muncie. I'm curious, have you had anybody reach out to you about we've never been able to ask this of a guest.
Sure.
What's been the follow-up and feedback from your first appearance?
I had a guy call me about 3 days after you guys posted it. I believe the first name's Joe. I'm sorry. Joe Pina, a gentleman out of Oklahoma, called me and said, hey, listen to Bill stuff all the time. We're in. I've already started finding people in our community that have some interest. We're interested. Can we do a Zoom call? We did an hour Zoom call, talked about it. I told him, really, hey, here's what we need. Here's what you need to do, because this will show that there's some true interest in it for us to get involved. I said, we can teach you how to do it. It's no problem. It's a day or two. We can teach you, show you. You know, you can go do 10 or 15 families that first year, get your feet wet, and then we'll just raise you. And as it gets bigger and bigger, we can show you how to go do that. And I said, so just go find some people. I get about, I don't know, it's probably about a week later, I get a photograph texted to me of a list of, it looked like some family members and 15 other couples. He goes, we're getting ready to go. Got to finalize that and make sure everybody else is still in. Give me some bullet points. I gave him some things to talk to him about. And so now we're going to get back with him, and we're either going to go down and do a training with them, teach them, do a big Zoom call with them. So if it wasn't for you guys, so that's number 9. So we had 8 on the board, 7 in Indiana, 1 in Lexington that is doing it out. And many of them are done out of car dealerships. And then
which is hilarious.
Which is
but you need a big open space.
You need a big open space.
So
and you need,
that's a perfect fit.
It's a wonderful situation. So I told him the same thing. Go find a car dealership. Go talk to the school. He sends me back a list. I've already talked to two or three school superintendents. I got a car dealership. I got 20 families ready to go. So on we go. And, yay on Army of Normal Folk, promote and send, which is exactly what you guys are. It's what you want to be. It's why you're doing this,
what
right?
What we're trying to do is connect people.
Get it going.
To use their passion and discipline and meet need of opportunities of need. And learn from one another.
Absolutely.
And create a little army that talks to you. So Muncie is where it started, but you're saying there's now 8 secret families?
Yeah, we do it by county.
Yep, that's right.
So it's all
I remember you telling me.
All the surrounding counties around Muncie, Indiana, and then also down in Lexington. And it's not odd because he owns
The dealership that you work
at. Steve Gates owns that. I called him Bill Gates, I think, four times on the previous podcast.
His name's Steve.
It's Stephen Gates, and he is phenomenal. So, Steve, my apologies, and thank you for all you do, because without you and your dealership and that Muncie Toyota dealership, this wouldn't happen. And he's phenomenal. So he carried it. That's his home dealership down there.
So he carried it back to Lexington.
He carried it back and just said, we're going to do it. He got his whole dealership involved. All their families started there, expanding it. And it's funny. We always, Chris and I, we laugh, and some of my friends out of Indianapolis laugh. The world eventually evolves and points to Muncie, Indiana, and then back out.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the gal that is his right-hand gal, who really took Secret Families for him and expanded it, her dad, I played basketball with in high school. She's from Muncie, and she had worked with Chris and her team for years as a young girl. Did you have her? She was a student, and my wife is here with me.
She was a student of yours?
Yes.
What a small world.
Isn't that crazy?
And I guess the world does revolve around
it. All, and she happens to be going.
Secret Family
stuff. And she was going into, she was in college. Since she was little, with her mom and dad, who had been shoppers for us. And she's going to college 3 miles from his car dealership in Lexington. And she all of a sudden finds out that he's going to go do that, and through conversation. And so she goes down. She goes, I know how to do it. You can call Al if you want, but I've been involved since I'm a little kid. I know exactly what's going on. And so now she was down there being involved in the running part.
And now a guy reaches out from an army of normal folks just listening. Says, I love it. And now you're going to be doing it in Oklahoma.
Perfect. Now we're in Oklahoma.
So anybody else listening, go back to the Big Al Holdren episode from around Christmas time, listen to it, and maybe you can be satellite number 10.
10.
How many reindeer in Santa's sleigh is it? 9? 8 plus Rudolph is 9.
9, correct.
So currently, one sleigh is being fully pulled.
That's correct.
Starting more sleigh.
Yeah, maybe they're going to have babies eventually, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They're
come on.
There's going to be a little Rudolph somewhere.
Dancer team number two. Let's get going.
Yes.
If anybody wants to reach you, we're going to finish this up and go to the new stuff. Anybody wants to reach you about Secret Families, yep. How do they reach you?
You can reach me by email at aholdren, H-O-L-D-R-E-N, at Atlas, A-T-L-A-S, Collections, and that's plural with an S, .net, or you can call me at 765-744-0369. That's 765-744-0369. Anytime, be happy to talk.
Anybody that has been thinking about something to do that they can't commit to year in, I mean, over the course of a whole year, but they want to do something, Al and his crew have figured out how in a short period of time, concentrated on one Saturday, to affect the very most neediest people among us who need the happy times at the most important part of the year, which is Christmas. And if you're like, I just can't get involved in something that takes a day or 2 days every week or 3 days every month, but I would love to do something, Al has something for you. And I hope you'll listen to the episode if you hadn't heard it, remember it if you did hear it, and consider starting at Secret Families in your neighborhood. It literally puts a smile on the faces of children who otherwise will not have a smile on Christmas Day, and frankly, their families, Christmas trees. And once again, you will get 50 times more out of it than you put into it. You can just ask Al.
Amen, brother.
And now, a few messages from our generous sponsors. But first, I hope you'll consider becoming a premium member of the Army at normalfolks.us. By becoming one for $10 a month or $1,000 a year, you can get access to cool benefits like bonus episodes, a yearly group call, and even a one-on-one call with me. Frankly, guys, premium memberships also help us to grow this army that our country desperately needs right now. So I hope you'll think about it. We'll be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry.
With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, so that's the follow-up.
Yeah.
New stuff. You started talking about, you know, well, we also, whenever there's a natural disaster, we load up and run headlong into it. And I thought, what? And you hear about these stories of these people. Well, first, the Red Cross and organizations.
Sure.
But, and you hear about, like, if something happened in and around Memphis, some folks from Memphis might go across neighborhoods to help out with a chainsaw or something.
Sure.
But you and a group of guys, like a tornado, a hurricane, a whatever.
Yep.
Y'all load up and roll.
Pretty much. Usually a couple Tundra trucks from the Toyota dealership.
Of course.
Where we do secret families.
Right.
We make the phone call. He says, come on, pick up a couple trucks. And yeah, Bill, and succinctly, that's exactly what we do. Typically, it's either in, it's usually in groups of either four or eight of us. Big.
None of you are firemen or anything, are you?
Oh, no. There's a couple. We have a couple officers that have gone on the last couple with us, but typically that's kind of unique. And that's
so you're just normal guys.
These are just guys that I know.
I mean, you run a collection agency.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're not 30 years old anymore either.
Oh, God, no. Just turned 62. I mean, yeah. I've got some. I mean, the one crew is individual guy is a small construction company. Guy that works.
He's probably handy for this work.
Yeah, we don't let him bring any tools, whatever, because you know about construction guys. You know, I'll be there on Tuesday. They just didn't tell you which Tuesday. you know, so we can't. He when you're on time, when you're with me, you're time on task, and we're rolling.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, it's giddy up time. My poor wife has tolerated that for a long.
She's sitting. 5 feet from Al,
laughing
with the sweetest look on her face and her hands across her lap, bobbing her head up and down like, yep.
Bill, I'm just going to say, I outkicked my coverage.
We established that the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And there's not one person in the world that wouldn't tell you that.
And you also told me that the Holdrens are 6.5s.
6.5 all day long. Every scale. And on everything that we're 6.5, that's who we are, and we're really not good at it. My God, we're not talking 6.6 or 6.4. We're talking 6.5.
We're talking an army of normal folks, 6.5.
All day long. Anybody that's beyond that needs to be, just don't go with me.
I got it.
I'll drive you nuts. So we load up, and so we got the carpenter, we got the printer, you know, we got the collection guy, we have the old retired guy who yells at me because we move too fast. And we have a guy that works at Ball State, two cops,
and we literally a cross section of everything.
These
people have had a disaster in their community. Surely to God, eight people with two trucks can get down there and figure out a way to help.
And we go without any plan. Which is we have zero plan. But here we go. And the deal is there's a gentleman, and please, world, pray for this man. His name is Bob Ball. He runs an inner city ministry called Blood and Fire Ministries in Muncie, Indiana. One of the great, I went to the same high school as him. He was about 4 years older than me. Phenomenal human being. is fighting a cancer battle. So the Army of Normal Folk, you pray for Bob Ball when you hear this. Every time you listen to this podcast, you listen and you pray for him. He's the one that kind of started it. And these guys, him and along with a guy named Rocky Fuller. Rocky looks like you and I's brother.
Got it.
Okay, same guy.
Svelte.
Oh. And if the fight breaks out, they are the two guys you want standing there.
I got it.
Because we're not retreating. we're gonna solve it.
It's too much effort to go backwards.
Oh, let's just solve it right here. Because you know, if I run, I'm just gonna get tired and still gotta fight.
Yeah, right.
Well, Rocky.
And I'd rather see him coming than be hit in the back of the head, and I'm too fat to outrun anybody.
All day long.
Right.
All day long. Rocky is a chef and is just a great, great, great human being, funny as heck. Well, those two were down, and this thing, the whole thing started. They were at Katrina. So they were down at Katrina. And
what were they doing in Katrina?
Cooking. So they
stop.
I'm sorry.
Why did they go to Katrina?
Oh, Katrina, because it hit and it just destroyed.
Okay, so these two guys were the first of these guys from Muncie.
Yep, and we weren't even attached. We weren't even doing our part then. Yeah,
and Katrina happened, and they looked at each other and said, surely, God, we can help.
And Bob's
is that right?
Yeah, and Bob's attached with a group, and I believe Feeding America, which is a huge, large organization. They had a smoker, and so they pulled the smoker down there. And they were down.
These two guys.
And
just
I think,
on their own. So let's go help.
And kind of through that, Bob had been connected. So they go down and then they spot them in a place where there's no food. Because when you get down to these places, some of these times, and we'll talk about Joplin here in a minute, the town is missing. I mean, it's not like there's something still standing. Gus's isn't standing. It's gone.
Which means no water, no sanitary, and no food.
And no buildings. I mean, they're just washed away and crushed. And you got cars and trees, and you got dead animals everywhere, and you got people that they haven't searched the buildings for, and they're putting X's on them, and there's
– So they're Katrina.
They're down there cooking, and they get down there, and they go on – you know, we all go on volunteer donations. We're not – I mean, it's our own nickel and whoever gives us money. So they get down there. They come back. The short story is they come back from Katrina, and Joplin hits at the end after they've been at Katrina for weeks. They're out of food and they're out of money.
What do they do in Joplin? First of all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They take a cooker.
Smoker, big smoker, and then they go
and
down.
So they go to Katrina in places that don't have food, and they just start cooking food.
Just start cooking. And people are lined up as far as you can see to get a pulled pork. And typically, we have our tornado meal is, we cook it every time, is it's pulled pork.
That's really inappropriate.
What's that?
It is so inappropriate that I'm laughing. I wish you people could see Big Al because he's hilarious. Our tornado meal is.
And it's pulled pork, and it's as good as you ever had.
Easy. Easy on as good as you ever had. Pulled pork in Memphis.
Yeah, these guys have no clue.
Folks from Muncie, Indiana.
Rocky would dominate.
You're in impersonators.
Rocky would dominate. These guys would have no idea what happened.
Well, we have the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off down here every spring. He had to pull his thing down here and get in the big leagues.
Well, you know, the reality is, you know, we... someone else, we're going to let someone else win a trophy once in a while. You know, that's it. So it's peanut coleslaw, homemade cookies, peanut coleslaw, and barbecue baked beans. And it's like five different beans. And the main thing is we can cook a lot of it because we're sometimes feeding 1,000 to 2,500 people in a day.
Okay. So in Katrina, I want to set this up so we go into what you guys have actually morphed into.
Sure.
In Katrina, they show up with this cooker, and they just start cooking. Because nobody has any food, nobody has any power. They're cooking, and if you had a grill, it was probably washed away in Katrina.
Yep, it's out to sea now somewhere.
So they're from Indiana. Where are they getting the meat to cook and the buns and all that stuff?
They take a lot with them, but they do with Feeding America, and there will be stations set up. So once they get to buildings out on the outskirts where there's places, there's supplies coming in because this United States.
There's supplies, and somebody's got to actually do something.
They got to go get them, and somebody's got to go get the supplies, get them back down into what happens a lot, and I've seen it over and over, and on this whole list of all these that we'll run through some stories with. The problem is getting A to B because the smokers out here, the people out here, but mainly a lot of the groups, and we are not going to get into specifics. You and I would talk about that off the record, and it would be a whole different conversation than what is appropriate for your podcast. They want to do what's fluffy and looks good and take a lot of pictures.
I understand. When you say a lot of the groups, you mean a lot of the, quote, aid people.
Correct.
Or aid, really not people, organizations.
Organizations. And they're on the edges. And
they're not where the people are.
They're not where they're not. They're not into. They don't roll into hell. We only roll into hell. If it's not crazy, we don't go. If it's just if it's fluffy and all that, we don't want to go. It has to be something where I know that we're affecting some change, where they're hungry, where they don't have stuff. Our goal is to buy, borrow, or steal whatever supplies that guy on the street that just had his house washed away, he needs. He may need a tarp to sleep under. I'll get it to him. I'll either bring it because I bought it. I know where the facilities are. You can get anywhere with good barbecue. I can buy and bribe my way into anywhere with good barbecue and a cold beer. Colder the beer, the more you get in. And that means National Guard guys. That means state police officers could care less. My goal is I've got to get there. Well, a lot of times they get blocked off. They don't let those groups in. They'll let me in.
And okay, because,
that's what we do. We're moving A to B.
So these two guys spent how long in Katrina?
I don't know, several weeks.
Just cooking.
They were just cooking.
Now, how are they living? Are they sleeping in the truck or?
Yeah, wherever you can. Sometimes if you can find a church building, YMCA, sometimes we have to drive. Some of the places we're at, we may have to drive an hour.
To get shelter to then go back.
So we can go back and we go back in the morning and they'll go back and roll back in at 4 o'clock, get that smoker started because they got to have food ready for 11, start serving. Then we usually serve. We don't do any breakfast. They only will serve lunch and dinner. And they'll cook whatever they can get their hands on. So they'll go out, come back. We've slept under trucks, in trucks. We were in when we were down in Texas. I forget that was Harvey. Down at clear to the tip of Texas, we slept in a jail. The jail had not been affected, so that we had one cell. So we had four sets of stainless steel bunks, and we had eight guys there. So
Hold it, you're getting ahead, Al.
Yeah, we were in the jail. So
we're going to get to that. My question is: these guys spent 3 weeks down there.
Yeah,
were you aware they were down there?
Yes, I knew they were there, but I really wasn't affiliated with Bob.
You did know they just. Two guys from Muncie doing a nice thing.
Yeah, they were just doing. They were doing that, and
so they roll back.
They roll. Joplin happens.
Well, Joplin is a twister, hurricane, tornado.
One of the seventh worst death fatalities.
Are they in
Joplin? So they're in. They're down in Katrina, and they're eventually. They're just going to come home because they're out of money and they're out of food.
Right.
So they're coming back to Muncie to really just take a nap, reload a little bit.
Yeah.
They get a call and say Joplin just got eliminated from the map. Half of the whole city is gone. I mean, when I mean gone, I mean you can look out and there's no trees, there's no buildings, and it just looks like a desert, barren landscape, just with stuff chewed up. So they said, we need you in Joplin. We don't have any cooking stations. Off they go. They go to Joplin.
They didn't even get back to Muncie?
No, they went straight to Joplin, met up with another crew of guys, and we'll talk about some of those other guys. They met that other crew there, so when they got there, they have no food, no money. So they're just.
But they had a cooker.
They had the cooker.
That's it.
And then there was a Tyson semi pulled up, reefer truck pulled up, and so they had Tyson chicken, frozen chicken, so they're just going to fix chicken. This is where I come in. This is when I get so I get a text message. And it was kind of a massive text to a bunch of people said, we need money. We need food. God speaks to me on Wednesdays. Okay.
On Wednesday.
Wednesdays.
Why Wednesday?
I have no idea.
You know why?
I think I know why. When I get a chance.
It's kind of the average day in the middle of the week. Wednesday's a 6.5.
It's kind of hump day.
It really is.
It's hump day.
It's a 6.5.
So God talks to me on Wednesdays when he tells me to go to these. I mean that more sincerely than you've ever. And all of a sudden, so I get this text from Bob and I'm like going, oh.
What does Bob say?
Bob just get, I get this text. I said, okay. I said, I just texted him back, and it was quick.
What did he say to you on the text?
Just the text. He said, we need money. We need money donated, and we need food.
And probably stuff.
And just anything, because they could have pans and gloves and
everything.
And just everything. And we're out, and we're kind of rolling in here, and we're trying to make it up as we go along. And so I text him back, and this was on Wednesday. And so I'm like, so I pray about it, you know, kind of quickly at my desk. Forgot to ask permission from my wife. Probably would have been a good phone call to make. And just I texted him back and said, I'm coming with all kinds of stuff. Going to fill a van, going to grab somebody and go. He's like, all right. So he called me and said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to make it up as I go along, which is usually what I do. And so we're, and so
once again, it's Chris, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Once again, Chris is in the corner giggling and shaking her head up. Does he make everything up as he goes? It's just kind of been your life.
Yeah. Just 1 minute at a time.
Just go, 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 go. Oh, that sounds good.
I'm a planner. He's not.
Yeah.
So I've grown.
Yeah. But he's effective. So you get a text and you say, I'm going to grab somebody and we're on the way. Who are you going to grab?
A guy's name's Tony Raleigh. Tony is no longer with us. Tony was killed in a car accident. Several years after we had gone, was a dear friend, just a been there, but he also looks like the fourth brother, the fourth Courtney brother, big old dude. And so it was just the two of, just him and I. And I said, I told him, I said, hey, Bob Ball's in Struggle Bus. We're going to raise some money. And I said, you just start texting everybody you know and put the word out and, let's raise.
What time of year is this?
Joplin was.
Do you remember?
It was hot.
Okay. So
yeah, it was,
it's on the other side of Secret Families. So
yes,
you're not bogged down in.
No, not at all. It's summer. I want to say. It. And so I said, you in? I said, here's the thing. I don't want to go and stay forever. So let's go. And I told Bob, because when the order of events, Bill, with any of these going on, when it hits, they quarantine the whole area because you can't travel. There's live power lines down. There's trees in the road. There's cars in the road.
Also, the inconvenient truth with all the laughter and all.
You've got it. They're
there's
looking
also
for
dead bodies.
And they will not let you in an area until they usually put, and I think this is true, they'll put a red X on the property or on the ground.
Expecting there's a body under there.
Well, they mark the bodies with certain. They put an X because they've checked it and there is none. Oh. If there's a body, they're bringing cadaver dogs in and they bring all those dogs everywhere. And they don't want you there because the dogs are picking up your scent also. So they
coordinate off. You can't get in.
Can't get in for a while. So they're on the edge of it in this big church. They're in this big church parking lot. They're set up. They're just feeding people because, you know, everybody that was – where their house got squished, they've all moved to the outskirts or into other towns, and they're coming back to get go through their stuff, rummage through. And when they go,
plus the responders need to eat too.
Everybody's got to eat. You got police to feed. You got everybody else to go do it. So they're just working that with what they've got right now. And so you've got to give it a few days, usually about 4 days. So this is on a Wednesday. God's told me to go. Tony Raleigh said we can go.
Thank goodness they didn't call you on Thursday. That I had a whole week for you to say yes.
It'd been awful.
Yeah.
You've
got to wait till next Wednesday.
I'm like, you got to call me on Wednesday. I mean, I'm available. I'm a busy guy, Bill. I mean, can we get – no, just kidding. It gave us some time. So they we got kind of the all clear that they had really opened it up on a Monday. And I told Bob, just keep in touch with us. Let us know. Because it took us a few days. So we just sent out texts, called everybody. We had some other lists of people and said, hey, I'm going to go. You guys know Bob Ball. Give me $500. And people did. And we had, I think between Tony and I, he had to be, I made him, somebody always gets made treasurer, which means we have a money bag with hundreds wrapped as thousands in that bag. And I think Tony and I had somewhere between $12,000 and $14,000.
So in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You raise $14,000 in cash.
Yep.
You load up a bunch of crap in a van that's probably also donated.
Nope. That was our van. God love her.
No, not the van, but stuff in the van.
Oh, donated. Stuff in the van. Meat. Yeah. And so
you don't have an EMT. You run a collection agency.
Yep.
And you're Santa Claus.
One day a year.
One day a year.
Yep.
And nobody, you're not part of an NGO. Nobody tabs you. No. It's, there's need.
Go do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go do it.
And so.
And let's have fun. We got to make it fun. You won't go back with you if you don't have fun the first time.
And everybody, please remember, the thousands of times I get the emails and the questions is, I really want to be effective and help. I'm motivated. I'm inspired by hearing all these stories, but I just don't know how. Here's how. You just do it. You just do it.
You got to show up.
We'll be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, you raise 14 grand from everybody.
From everybody.
And you say, we're going to Joplin.
We get Big Barn Steel, four big coolers. I mean, big coolers. Throw them in the back of our van.
Of what? Meat and stuff?
Meat, pork. Okay. Pork butts.
Yeah, because they're cooking chicken.
They're cooking chicken. They're looking. They want Rocky.
They want some barbecue.
We're going to do some tornado meal. And Rocky's chomping at the bit because that's what he's. He wants that pulled pork. So,
right. I guess you get plates and seasoning and napkins and whatever you need. Load it all up.
And we also stopped all the way across Indiana, down around through St. Louis, all the way across Missouri. We stopped because we only had some meat donated. We really didn't have all the connections in because we had never done this. We had some money. We stopped at every Walmart. Then they were open 24 hours. And we were in wheeling and dealing because you can get deals done with a night manager at a Walmart. I'm telling you what.
You're negotiating. What are you saying? We're going to Joplin to help these people?
We're going to Joplin to help those people out.
Help us out.
How much are you
going
to give me and how much do I have to buy?
and
he would go back and say, well, we've got some stuff that's really been pulled off. It's got to be used in the next 3 days. I said, it's going to be used in the morning. And be like, that'll sell it to you for 10 cents a pound, but you got to buy it all. I said, I've already backed the van. I'm going to load her up, baby. So we were buying everything that was as close. And then if we needed more at the end, we bought enough just to fill. But once we got the coolers.
So from Indiana to Joplin, you're pillaging Walmarts.
Yep. And they're open. We needed restrooms, too, because we drove all night. We drove that whole night because we didn't waste another. So we had all night. It was a long drive. I don't know how many hours. It was a lot. So we drive all night. We get there and pull in, and they take it immediately out of the coolers because I need the coolers because then we go back to the local Walmart at Joplin that had not been hit, and we fill one of them completely full of an ice-cold beer. And now remember, it's real hot. And so, dude, if you want to get things done, we talk to a National Guard guy, and you give him a plate of barbecue and two cold Michelobes, I swear to God, I think he would have driven our van wherever we wanted. And they let us go into all the areas that had not had anything. And I'm carrying in the van with me 60 meals already clamshelled up, cold beer, cold Coke and Diet Coke, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and a queso and a whole thing of water. And the people were on homemade cookies. One of the gals, how many dozen? It was like 40 dozen homemade cookies. Because here's the thing. When you're working and you're out and it's hot like that, you need sugar. You need energy. So these cookies have now become a thing. So now when we go, the things that people don't have, just remember, your house got blown away and you're sorting through all your stuff. You don't even got any gloves because your gloves are in your truck that's in the tree. So you don't have gloves. So we take leather gloves, men and women's gloves, cookies, and we will have cold drinks, and we call as much pork as we can, and then we will buy when we go out there. Now we try to call ahead. Now we do it a little more strategic. We try to find meat markets or meat suppliers that are close that we can get out to, and we'll cut a deal with them, and then we will buy from them. So that's what we go out and do. So we just show up. They take all of our pork, empty our coolers, we fill them full of drinks, and then away we go.
So you got to Joplin, and in 2 days you fed 4,000 or 5,000 people?
Oh, it was crazy, yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
They were lined up, and they had as we got there, it was – so here's the thing. We've got enough meat, but this meat goes quick. I mean, you're feeding that many people. What we had was just – I mean, it was just a
not
little –
enough.
Not enough. And so one of the first best stories. So those guys, they empty the coolers. They're going, okay, you're in charge of procurement. I said, what does that mean? He goes, we don't have any idea, but here's the things we need. And you need to go find them. So we did. And just remember, there's churches and there's places that have Pepsi trucks pulling up and unloading Pepsis and Gatorades and that kind of stuff. And people bringing van fulls of tarps and just, I mean, it just crazy. They're just warehouses. So we go find out. I said, have you guys eaten? They go, we haven't anything to eat for a day. I go, well, I'll be right back. So I go get some meals from because we got the cookers. So I bring them back. I feed all their people, and they go, man, anything you need? I said, well, while we're talking, I need access, but I don't want to sign out because you have to come, and they give you one rake and one shovel. I need a box of tarps to throw in the van. I need whatever else I can get my hands on. So we just go through. I said, I don't want to sign in out, and if this gold van pulls in, nobody stops me, and I'll feed you all the Pepsi, Coke, and all the barbecue that you can eat in the next 4 days. Handshake deal. So you always find the director, bribe your way in, and away you go. And that's what we do. And so now we just have access to that stuff all night long. And he goes, I said, you guys open 24/7? He goes, yeah. I said, we'll be back around 2. And I said, we got to load up for the morning to go do that. So as we're out and about running around, Tony's like, we got to find more meat. Bob said, we got busy, because what we do, Bill, is that we will go out and we cordon off and we work the streets, whatever area we grab, find us a city map somewhere. So we're working street by street by street, north and south the first 2 days, and then east and west the next 2 days. And we go literally up to every house, if there's somebody there, and say, what do you need? That's what I think. Your comment was very sage to people. Just do something. If you don't know what to do, when in doubt, run. People either run to problems or away from problems. I like to run to problems, but take somebody with you that really doesn't care. If they don't care, they're not afraid. We don't scare. We're just going to go talk to them and just say, what do you need? He goes, I could use a couple tarps. You know, I need a shovel. I said, you got any gloves? No, I ain't got any gloves. We got gloves. How about cold beer? Oh, my God, you kidding me? I haven't seen a beer in a week. We got one for you. Throw them a couple. Okay. You're making friends just by being a friend. And you know what? Sometimes they want to sit there and cry because their son was killed in the tornado. And all they need is they just want to sit in your van and just talk to you because there's nobody else. So we've sat on tree stumps. We've sat on trees. We've sat on whatever lawn chair we found, but the lawn chair belonged to the guy who lived a mile away. He just happened to fly in his yard. And we're sitting there just having conversation. He wants to tell me about his son that was killed, that was pulled out of his car, out through the side window, and thrown into a retention pond, and then their house fell on top of it. And he wanted to tell me about that. And so there's some crazy – now, if you can't mentally do that, we're okay with that. We just could. You got to do something. You guys got to. But here, just that conversation. So there's some sad stories with it, and we'll talk about some of them. So we're out and about. The first best story. We're out and about running around. Tony's like, you got to know the big gluten. He's like, dude, you got to find some frickin' meat. Bob and them are going to kill us if we don't show up. We came out here. You're supposed to be in procurement. We're out serving everybody. I'm going, we got to do both. So he pulled over, and all of a sudden he goes, take a right. I'm like, what the hell? And I'll wheel that van in, pull in. It's a building. It's not a big. It's maybe 2,000. It's like a home, about size of one, but it's a block building, and it's whatever somebody's meat market. No lights on because there's no electricity. I mean, just remember, we're on the edge of the zone. No electricity. I walk in, and the husband and wife, the older gentleman and his wife, are letting their staff go. They have a meeting. They're standing up in the front of the meat coolers, and you nothing running, and said, We apologize. They've told us it could be a month before we get power back. When our coolers temp down, all this meat has to be thrown away. But we've got about 2.5 days if we don't open the cooler before they start temping down. We can put some out in our reefer, a little, they have a small reefer truck that they were the ones that sold tenderloins and whatever meat to all the little local people. Whatever. But I have to let you go. I only have enough money to give you a half a paycheck. And I don't know if we're going to be able to reopen or not because I can't meet payroll. If I could meet payroll, I think, you know, I could get some money. I could get a generator in here, and I think I could do it. And I think we'll make a fortune because we're going to be some of the only meat in the whole part of this county. Now, we're standing, we've kicked the door open because it was stuck and Tony kicked it open. And we're standing in the back and they're still having the conversation. And I just said, excuse me, customer. And they're like, yeah, what do you want? I said, I heard your conversation. I said, what if you sold every piece of meat, no matter what it is, in here right now? How much would all of that be? What kind of deal can I make on everything you got? All the, he goes, you want lamb and you want all that? I said, I didn't ask what it was. I just asked how much. I said, how many pounds of meat do you have? He said, well, Mom, she can tell you exactly. And she goes back to her little, she's working a little manual calculator over there and said there's, I don't know how much, I mean, 1,000 pounds of meat in the cooler. Some of it's frozen, others fresh in the cooler. He said, well, that cooler stuff's got to be done right away. I said, we understand. He said, you mean the sausage and ground? I said, just quit asking me questions. Just tell me how much there is. And then he said, well, there's, I don't know, 4,600 pounds of meat. I said, okay, I'll just buy it all. What's the price on it? He goes, you're going to buy it all at any price? I said, no, no, we're going to have a conversation. Well, we'll come to Jesus meeting here. And he said, oh, well, I can do half of it for 50 cents a pound just to get my cost back out of it. And the other half, I'll do it $1 a pound. I said, 75 cents a pound, across the board, cash. I thought he was going to take my arm off. And so we hand him whatever it was, 5,000. And I think we made it 5,500 just because of the, Bob felt pretty. And so he made all of his payroll, rented a generator. And we cut the deal that every morning he had to put meat in the lot in the his reefer truck and drive it over to the church so I didn't have to forget about it anymore. So he's hauling all that meat over there, cleaned it all out, said it would be great, no problem. They got it back. Business is still there and great. We never saw him again. We never went back. I just wrote him a check and he just took all the meat over to Bob and those guys over the next couple of days, I believe, because we didn't see them a whole lot. We're just out doing our thing and it was perfect. So
literally by showing up.
By showing up.
You probably saved a business.
I hope so. And they were wonderful and they were very kind. They kept talking. They kept telling those guys the story of those two idiots that showed up and didn't know where the hell they came from. I mean, if we'd been 5 minutes later, he's out. He's gone.
And that concludes part one of my conversation with Big Al Holdren. And you do not want to miss part two that's now available to listen to as it just keeps getting better, which isn't bad for a 6.5 guy. Together, guys, we can change this country, but it's going to start with you. I'll see you in part two.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you.
24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.